Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin mula sa X Factor, no? Walang iba kundi si ang napakaganda at napaka-talented na si Mary Ann Vanderhorst. Magandang araw sa iyo, Mary Ann!
Hi, good morning! Wow. How are you guys?
Ayun! Alive. Kumusta ka?
I'm good, alive, alive. Lalo na I'm in SBS, syempre wow. With Claudette.
Wow, mas alive kami kasi kasama ka namin ngayon, Mary Ann. Thank you very much, Mary Ann. I know that you are very busy. Marami kang mga recording at events, lalo na ngayong nagbukas na tayo no, sa dito sa Melbourne. Pero you, of course, have dedicated your time for an hour para lang makantahan at maibahagi ang iyong buhay para sa ating mga tagapakinig dito sa SBS.
Of course, especially yung SBS sa akin. I've been here for a long time, right?
So yes, laging suki.
Suki.
Oh, oh.
And thank you so much for always having me, guys.
Oh, oh. We're always happy and it's always a pleasure to have you, Mary Ann. Pero Mary Ann, ano lang tayo muna ngayon? Chikahan lang tayo. Kasi syempre na-miss ka ng buong Melbourne, no? At lalong-lalo na yung ibang mga fans mo na hindi masyadong updated sa'yo. Although nagpo-post ka naman sa yung social media account.
Yeah.
Pero hindi nila alam kung anong nangyari sa'yo sa gitna ng COVID-19 pandemic since last year. I know maraming changes din sa iyong buhay kasi you are a performer, lumalabas ka sa mga bars, sa mga pubs, sa mga events, pero na-cancel yun kasi nag-lockdown. So, balikan muna natin yung 2021. So, ano ang mga nangyari sa iyo nung 2021 sa kasagsagan ng COVID-19?
Actually, naging focus ako sa aral.
Wow, okay.
So I just finished
congrats.
My school.
Oo, anong pinag-aralan mo for the last year?
It's a music industry, sorry, in Box Hill.
Okay.
So I've been doing music and also performance, something like that, for one year. And I'm very, very proud na nakapasa ako kasi I'm a good singer, I think.
Mm-mm, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah. Of course. Oh, oh.
But I don't know about music theory. Mm-hmm. So I've learned a lot from the school. So yun, nakapasa ako and I can believe na, wow, I can read music. And I don't expect that.
Oh, so when you say nag-aral ka music theories, mga notes ba yan or history ng music?
No, it's the chords, the music, the piano. I know how to play but by ears.
Oo, pakikinig and, lang. Oo.
Yeah, but now I know how to what is A B C D G like that. And also yung mga pag-read ng beat.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very hard. Hindi ko in-expect na sobrang hirap pala ng music.
Pero kasi
I was doing.
Oo, kasi yeah. 'Di ba Mary Ann, likas ka na talented, nakikinig ka lang, kaya mo nang kantahin, kaya mong i-play. Pero ito, kailangan mong basahin yung notes.
Yes, and na-amaze ako sa mga classmates ko kasi they are just they, for example, the teacher gave us yung chord kunyari D. They already know how to they know the chord, they how to sing it like I said, how do you do that? So I've learned a lot and it's very hard because if you don't get like 80%, you will fail.
Ay, wow.
And then you gonna come back. And nakapasa ako, naka 95% ako.
Uy, ang galing. Wow naman.
So, I'm proud.
Kasi,
I know.
Yeah. So music and performance, so that was one of the things that you were busy last year. Wow.
Yes.
So nag-aral ka. This was online, of course, hindi ba?
Online and after the lockdown, nandun na kami sa campus. So we performed and natuwa ako kasi yung teacher ko na amazed sa performance ko. Sabi niya, you're not like just a certificate for it. It's a certificate for. Mm-hmm. You're like bachelor.
Wow.
So he told me and then he wants me to continue my studies.
Mm-hmm.
And then he will help me raw to because it's a bit expensive, diba? Sa pag-aaral. So he said, I will help you but you continue and yeah, he offered me something and I think I'm gonna
keep
rest
it a secret
for now. No, I'm gonna rest for now kasi too much. Yeah. I mean, stressful din yung pag-aaral for me.
I think I can relate. Oh, syempre, nang nag-aaral ka, nagsistudy ka, tapos meron pa mga ibang bagay. Kaya mo focus. But congratulations on your music and performance course, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
How about yung mga, kasi di ba nag-cancel na yung mga events last year? So, you were doing online shows. I know, tell us about that. That was for 1 year, nag-transition ka from live music to like online music. Online live music. Yep.
Yeah. It's actually the same. It's just you can't see the people, diba? Kasi online. But it's also like the real performance, and you have to interact from their messages. So it's a bit hard but for me it's I'm more confident because I cannot see them. So okay, I'll just do whatever I do. You know, I sing and for me, even na nag-lockdown, I think it's a good practice for me as well, you know. I've learned a lot of songs. For example, they have suggested na mga songs na, oh, I don't know that song, so I have to listen to that, and I've learned, and I've met a lot of people then all over the place, all over the world, because of, you know, the technology is very good. And so I'm still busy, and I focus to songwriting as well and collaborations.
Ayun, and speaking of collaboration, I know that during that online moment mo or online music, meron ka ding mga collaboration, nakilala mo din yung iba't ibang mga artists. I think even Philippines, US, meron ka mga naka-collab.
I know. It's a good opportunity to na hindi ako pupunta sa mga places because I have my home recording and I just send them my vocals and they mix everything, and I was like, oh, the song is good. It's like I'm there recorded the song. And it's good because we compose the song together, but also online, and I'd be able to perform with other singers that I haven't met, but I already collaborated with them.
Yes.
You know, so it's very good. It's good. I love collaboration because, you know, their fans will see me or hear me, and my fans as well. You know, it's like helping each other.
Tumanggit mo kanina, Mary Anna, you know, when you performed online, gusto mo kasi hindi mo nakikita yung audience. So paano sila nag-express na kanilang appreciation sa'yo? Parang may emoji lang ba silang sinisen? O papadala ba silang cash gift? Mga ganon.
Yes, because yung platform na kinakantahan ko, and I have my YouTube channel as well, they can send money from the app, like PayPal, or and the other one is Sessions Live. That's where I was singing. But I'm still singing there, pero hindi na active kasi nagbukas na yung mga shows
events
dito. So yeah. So yon, they can send, and they also can message like whatever they like to say, you know, but they're very kind.
Parang nag-gig ka pa rin kasi nakakatanggap ka pa rin ng gift, di ba? Parang
nag-gig. And yes, I earned from it.
Yeah.
And I would like to say thank you so much sa mga tumulong, to all those people who supported me and send support as well, because it helps to pay the bills as well.
Yeah, kasi one of the most affected talaga nung COVID-19 pandemic, lalo na yung pagsimula yung ating entertainment industry, and you are one of them sa mga naapektuhan, no? So yeah, it's really good na meron kang avenue kahit online lamang to, of course, show your talent, and syempre marami din gusto manood sa'yo. And paano ka din na natiling positive, Marianne? Because we all know, like, even I myself last year, parang nahirapan din ako kasi parang paano ba to, paano yung adjustment, ang laki ng adjustment na gagawin. Paano ka naging positive the whole time?
Yung mental health natin talaga is affected, di ba? So actually I have my puppy. I bought a puppy.
Ah, okay.
So naging parang naging masaya ako kasi meron akong kasama lagi sa lockdown, you know. And also meron din akong mga shows online, and I tried to be busy with studies and also yung paggagawa ng kanta. You know, songwriting, at least after the pandemic, I can release the songs, which is I have done naman. Yep. So I'm just waiting to release it. And so, yeah, it's not easy because I have a lot of friends na talagang they can't take it, you know, like some of them got depression because of what's happening, especially they lost the music shows.
Mm-mm.
And even me, medyo nalungkot din ako kasi I've missed performing in front of people.
Mm-mm.
But I stay positive because they need my music.
Mm-mm.
And if I will be negative, what ano mangyayari? So it's good to be positive. At least they can hear good music and they can be inspired.
That's true.
So,
ikaw ba, Mary Ann, meron ka bang set time o parang routine? Kasi di ba kapag singer, kailangan disiplinado ka, matutulog ka ng certain time, umiinom ka ng tubig, or hindi ka umiinom ng malamig na tubig, yung mga ganun. Meron ka bang mga routine para mapangalagaan mo iyong boses?
Actually, I don't have like, wala akong mga routine, yung mga warm-up, mga ganyan. Mm. Pero natutunan ko nung after ako mag-aral, sabi kailangan daw mag-warm-up because it will help your vocal cords or you can hit some certain notes. And also hot water in the morning. I love hot water.
Mm-mm.
Not really hot, but
warm.
Yung mga warm water para ma-warm up din yung ano natin, throat natin.
Mm-mm.
And I don't drink cold water after I perform.
Mm.
For me, it's like discipline kasi parang alam mo yun, yung parang pagod na pagod and then you wash your, you know, something like that. Mm. Yung mga traditional na bawal magbasa, di ba?
Oh, oh.
But for me, I don't want to, I don't know. It's just my mind, I think. But I think it's for good. Anyway,
mm-mm.
na ayoko ng malamig na tubig, I don't want ice after I perform.
Mm-mm. Oo, yung mga practice na yun, nakakatulong din no, na ma-preserve mo yung iyong napakagandang boses. Pero eto naman, konting history lang, matanong natin. Kailan mo na-discover na meron kang talent sa pagkanta? Back in the Philippines ito.
When I was young, yung ano, mga 6 years old, yun yung sinasabi ko lagi.
Because
my father brought me to places like pubs just to be confident and also to earn something, you know.
Okay.
You know, when I was in the Philippines, I used to help them, support them. And until now, I support them as well. And yung music yung naging tumulong, naging guide.
Mm. So as young as 6 years old, you were already joining mga amateur singing contests sa Philippines.
Yes, and
wow.
I was competing with, you know, like mature people. What are all that? Like,
professional singers.
Professional singers. Oh, oh. And they were like, oh, there's a parang kuting. Yung maliit.
Oh, oh.
May bata. They are always saying, oh, like they are amazed because I'm too small and I'm the smallest one, I think, pag gumakanta ako sa mga competition. And the host, every time I win the competition, they'll say, oh, where's the parents? Because the trophy is higher than me, you know, taller than me.
Oh, oh.
So I was like, so they call my parents. Oh, and then there's, you know, sack of rice, mga groceries. So, and then sometimes my father hide me rin kasi my mom is sleeping and she is going to work, you know. And tinatago ako ni father para lumabas kami and nasa competition. My mom is not aware.
Okay. Ayaw ba ng mom mo?
No, because it's too late. Because the young age, di ba?
Oh.
And I have to go to school the next day.
So, grabe rumaraket ka. Kumakanta ka sa singing contest at the early age of 6 years old. Tapos lagi kang nananalo. And then ngayon, you're in the international stage na. At ngayong 2022, grabe, ang dami-dami mong na-achieve pagpasok pa lang ng taon, no? So, I know that mamaya pag-usapan natin yung iyong mga ano travels sa America to record. But ano yung mga isa sa mga pinagkakaabalan mo? Alam ko nagsusulat ka ng awit, of course, and singing. Mga original songs.
I do, yes. And I have released last year as well. It's a collaboration songwriting. Songwriting collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And yun, tapos meron pa kaming ni-record. And it's gonna be releasing this month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're just having some photo shoot for the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I have recorded in the Philippines, in the US as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my original song. It's from someone else. So I just performed the song.
Okay. But yeah, that's amazing, no? And nitong December, nagbukas na din yung mga bars and pubs. And I know you're very active. I see your posts na may mga performances ka na sa mga bars. Anong feeling na nakabalik ka na talaga sa totoong stage? Like, hindi na online?
Actually, I'm singing tonight.
Oh, wow.
And I'm very excited kasi I'll see people dancing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love, entertaining people, di ba? Mm-hmm. Gusto ko yung masaya yung mga faces nila. They are enjoying dancing while I'm performing. So for me, I'm very excited about that kasi it gives joy to people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to myself as well because I know that I made them happy.
Mm-mm. So pagbukas nung pag-ease ng mga restriction, talagang kaagarang marami na kayo nakabook ni gigs.
Yes. Mm-mm. Marami na. I think I'm actually booked until December this year.
Wow.
And I'm very happy. Yes.
Oh. So talagang mas priority mo yung pagkanta. So yung music talaga ngayon. Kasi I know do you also work as part-time pa rin in the health industry?
I do, but you know, at the moment may mga cases, may mga positive. So I'm avoiding at the moment kasi for my health and you know, I know I have vaccine. Mm-hmm. We all have, yeah?
Yeah.
And yun nga, medyo natatakot din ako na makahawa sa residents kung merong staff na, you know, but the problem is the residents yung may COVID. So
baka ikaw yung mahawa.
Ako mahawa. So I'm actually still working, but once a week, and then I'm working with privately. So I'm working. So I'm very happy because I have a client.
Yeah, okay, so that's good. Oh, so grabe no, busy schedule, but of course, yung first love mo na music pa rin yung iyong inuuna. Kasi masarap yung gawin yung passion mo, 'di ba? Mas masaya ka. Oo. Itong next song mo is Don't Take My Heart naman. This is originally written by you. Ano naman ang kwento ng awit?
This one is about heartbroken naman. If you're happy with the other song, this one is someone that you love but you don't want to lose someone.
Para so, sa mga bigo.
Bigo
para kasi sa mga hugot.
Gusto ko yung mga may bigo-bigo rin eh.
Oo.
Although I'm not bigo. 'Di ba?
Pero marami ang makaka-relate. So
that's why.
Yes.
That's why.
So narito na para sa awiting Don't Take My Heart, please welcome back once again Mary Ann Vanderhorst.
This is a song.
Sorry.
First song called Don't Take My Heart. I love you. I need you to hold me tight. Your kisses, your sweetness, it makes me feel alive. Without you here, my life is a mess. So please, honey, don't leave me. You can take everything I have, but please don't take my heart. I'm talking about you, 'cause you are my heart. You are my heart. I can see it in your eyes that you wanna leave my side. Oh, please don't do this.
I can't live without your love, without you here. My life is a mess, so please, honey, don't leave me. You can take everything I have, but please don't take my heart. I'm talking about you.
Napakagandang awit. Wow naman. Don't Take My Heart. Very beautiful song. Marianne, thank you so much. Grabe, para naman ako naiyak. Napaka-emotional nga ng awiti, no? Ano bang dapat abangan nila sa iyo, Marianne? Sa kanila pwedeng makita, masundan at mapakinggan?
Yes, guys. I'm active on Facebook. So you can follow me and also YouTube. If you wanna request some videos or greetings, cameo. Marianne Vanderhorst, and also I have sessions live and also performing live here in Melbourne. And ang aabangan niyo po is I'm gonna have my new song called Sweet Lips Quiz, Sweet Kiss, sorry. And that's when I was in America, that was the song that I have recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I have two songs to also a collaboration with Paul from Melbourne, and it's gonna be releasing this month as well. And I'm also releasing some new songs that I have written, and so I hope that na masuportahan niyo po ako. And thank you so much for all your time and support, guys. I love you.
Wow, thank you very much, Marianne.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.